Blog Talk Radio.
Listeners out there in the world, if you're listening here at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio, so thank you guys for joining us and our guest for joining us in this space today. And you are at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio once again, and this is where you know a lot of things happen in this space, everyone. So. You know, send out that good energy and just mellow in it, because that's what we want. We really want this space to be very informative and powerful, because I, as the host, I grow also. So you're not the only one growing. I'm still on the path myself. So as we always like to state about the mission of the show here at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. This is where we promote and learn. We promote healthy lifestyle, and we learn also through the guests. So we promote taking control of our lives and not letting our life take control of us by healthy everything, behaviors, healthy beliefs, healthy actions, you know, all that good stuff. And, you know, just getting results and making progress, you know. So here, and we like to do that by saying this, and this is real. Learn to promote living our highest and best version of ourselves. We all have a highest, best version of ourselves we can live. You know, if we got one leg, you know, we can still do some things. If we got two, if we got an arm, whatever it is. You know, we don't have to be living in the middle or at the bottom. There's a highest level according to our support system and our resources, okay? So that's also in our life, too. And our major areas, as I say, as we like to talk about every day on the show, you know, we got health, relationships. You know, you got a partner. You might be married. We have career and finance, your income. You know, these are all major areas. Our social life and friends, all this comes together, and it makes a well-being, a wellness, a great life. And these are the areas we like to attack. And this is what the guests are here for. So, and today's guest fits in that life area of relationships, okay? So, the show's also about hope, empowerment, living in our greatness, meaning, you know, living in our godness, living in our power, okay? That's what the show's about. And identifying those things and barriers that's stopping us from being our best, you know, from having our best life. We're not talking about millions of dollars, but there's the best life we can have. No matter if you live in an apartment or home, a mansion, there is a best life you can have, so don't settle for less. You know, living the best you can, trying your best, achieving what's achievable for you, okay? And we all have different life stories, okay? So enough talking, and I want to give a shout-out and to my strength and my rock, my Lord Jesus Christ, and that's who strengthens me every day and gives me wisdom to constantly perfect and strategize and overcome. All right. Now, enough about that. Sorry, guys and gals. All right. The title of this episode today, at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. Listen to this. You're going to love it. The Covered. Okay? And we'll let you know what covered means. The covered with Alexis Nicole White. And who is our guest? You guessed it. Alexis Nicole White. We're going to give you all her information, contact information, all her social media is going to be uploaded with the show. So if you're like listening to this now and looking at the web page and her picture and everything, then you see at the bottom, have all her contact information. Check her out. Give you some background bio on our expert guest, Alexis Nicole White, relationship expert and author. She's the author of her memoir, The Covered. So that's the title of the show, The Covered with Alexis Nicole White. Give you some background bio before we speak with her, okay? Of course, you know she's a relationship expert, author. She's from Gary, Indiana. And if I say anything that's not correct, she will correct me. But Gary, Indiana, she's now in Atlanta, GA. Okay, she has a lot of credits. Okay, first of all, you know, she graduated from Purdue University. Okay, you know, Gary, Indiana, that's where she was from. She's in Atlanta now. She's been a professional writer, speaker, and she does a lot of writing for, you know, like magazines such as, you know, the Singles Warehouse, Swag Her magazine, you know, so she got a lot of credits. Entrepreneur, entertainment personality, TV, radio, and also, she, you know, like we said, professional journalism, okay? And also, you know, she knows her stuff, you know, but along with that, you know, she's a speaker, inspirational speaker, okay? And she loves to inspire. And before we speak with her, I like what she says, okay? One of her quotes says, passionate about raising awareness, okay, about emotional abuse. So she's passionate about raising awareness about emotional abuse in relationships. And I like when she also says her goal is to help other women survive and thrive, okay? So take that into mind, sit back and relax and enjoy the show. We got to get on. I wasted too much time, but just had to let you know this is the real deal here. So I'll get a pen, piece of paper, sit back, relax. Thank you, guys. Okay. Alexis Nicole White, are you there with us? I'm sorry about the long intro.
It's okay. I'm still here.
Okay, I'm a little bit winded, but
okay.
Winded for a good reason.
It's okay. I understand. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming. Well, let the listeners know how you help people, what you do, and a little bit more about you briefly before we, you know, start getting into your book and the message and what you want people to come back with.
Sure. Again, like you mentioned, I am a journalist, entrepreneur, and I am an inspirational speaker. I cater to typically millennials, but I do invest in other individuals, men and female, to help educate them the importance and fundamental working knowledge of what emotional abuse is so that you can govern and maintain healthy relationships in your life day to day.
Okay. All right. So, just give the listeners a little bit about emotional abuse. Just a few bullets to define emotional abuse.
Emotional abuse is the most common form of abuse that each and every individual that is walking this earth experiences. Typically, people don't expect for it to appear in platonic relationships as much as it does in romantic relationships. However, platonic relationships do foster emotional abuse, and it is where an individual is exposed or subjected to humiliation, condemnation, guilt, fear, manipulation, verbal abuse, fear tactics, and just a lot of things that put pressure on individuals to respond in a certain way.
Okay. So listeners out there, this is a great show because I'm pretty sure we know people who can really benefit from some of the tips and things that, you know, we may get from the show about, you know, how we can help people that's who's been emotionally abused. What can we say? And that's probably going to be my follow-up question. So exactly, Alexis, how do you help the people? Like, what do you do? What's the first thing you do with them when they give you a call and they say, "Look, I want to work with you, Alexis. I think I'm being emotionally abused. I'm battered emotionally, you know." So how do you help them come out of that?
First and foremost, encourage one to be honest with yourself, which is my first golden rule when I speak to anyone, is to be transparent. You can't Band-Aid this situation for long. When a person is being emotionally abused, it does produce fruit in every area of their lives, in particular when it comes to relationships and love and happiness. So I strongly recommend that any individual who thinks that they may have been victimized in any way to just be honest. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't try to plant a pretty picture. Don't try to do any of that. Just be honest with who you are, where you are, and how you got there, and that will help you identify the rest of the puzzle.
Okay, so honesty. Listeners, you got it. There go a tip. Be honest. Okay. So, Alexis, let's say we got a man, because as we were speaking before the show, you know, men can be emotionally abused too. And as we was talking, you know, we said that's kind of common. And it was funny before we started the show, you know, a family member used to, you know, I went through it with a family member, you know, and they were a female. So, and they just had this mighty tongue. They knew how to berate you. You know, I was staying with them at one point, and they had the power over me. And, you know, I just felt real depressed. You know, I had kids. I wasn't coming out the room. You know, so I as a man, knows what it feels like, you know, to be helpless. And, you know, if they had a bad day, you know. And so for men out there, you know, it's true. You know, the men can be emotionally abused. So, you know, you said number one is, like, be honest about it. What's another thing that they can do, you know, to take a step forward to overcoming this emotional abuse and getting their power back?
I would definitely recommend trying to confront the issue. Oftentimes, we hold on to offense that someone else may or may not even realize they have done something to offend us. Now, in your instance, it sounds like it was being done intentional, but that's not always the case. Again, sometimes people can just be a little sensitive to certain areas in their lives, but some people do intentionally do things to be malicious and to expel control over others. And I would just say definitely to confront the issue. Be honest about your feelings and express why you feel the way that you feel. Present facts, not accusations, as to what happened and how you got to that place. And then perhaps it's an opportunity for you guys to have a discussion where you guys can try to work through and repair, if it's a repairable relationship at that point.
Okay, so confrontation, I mean, approach the situation. Now, we've all heard, now, what if this person is volatile? Would you recommend, I don't think that'll be too safe, but what is your thoughts on that? If this person is emotionally abusive, but also they're physically abusive, and some instances, you know, we have men out there, you approach them, and then it turns from emotional to physical. So would you recommend still confronting that, or I don't think so. Would that be a good thing to do?
Well, physical abuse is one of the attributes of emotional abuse. Emotional abuse is the bigger umbrella of abuse that most people don't really perceive it to be even recognizable as abuse because it doesn't leave physical scars. If a person is being physically abusive towards you, then they are exhibiting emotional abuse towards you because they're instilling fear in you. Now, if you're having a person who has gotten to that point to where it's become a domestic violence situation, of course, I absolutely do not recommend you trying to confront this particular individual because they are a threat to you and that you're being endangered. If it's a group of people, I mean, people do what they say that they're going to do. So if you have a person who is just not interested in being civilized in their communication with you, then I would definitely not consult them to express any type of thoughts or expressions. I mean, sometimes you just have to prepare yourself to cut some things up as a loss.
Okay. And you have it. You know, that's, you know, we're speaking with our guest here, Alexis Nicole White, relationship expert and author of The Covered. And speaking about The Covered, can you tell us a little bit about, let us know a little bit about The Covered and how you came up with the name and what the gist and what you would like, you know, the listeners to come back with, or what they're going to expect coming back with, what they might be.
The Covered is a memoir that highlights the previous 8 years of my life, where I acknowledge and accept full accountability and responsibility for making poor decisions in my relationships. And I also acknowledge that I willingly subjected myself to forms of emotional abuse in unhealthy relationships and the lessons that I've learned and why I can tell you and empower someone else to not make the same mistakes that I have made.
Okay. And so guys, girls out there, you know, you can go to the website. If you're listening now, it's down, you know, on the bottom of the webpage on our contact information. Have, you know, social media, Twitter, and all that stuff. Go to the website. Check the book out. You know, purchase it. I believe, do you have, like, some excerpts out of there, like a chapter or something like that?
Yes,
from the book?
It's on the website, yes.
Okay. Yeah, read some of the... There's some good stuff when you visit Nicole's website. I was on it. I couldn't get off. It's very warm and very educational. And so I truly do recommend you guys and girls checking that out. Okay, we talked about some of the signs and struggles of emotional abuse, listeners. And, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, how she helps individuals and things we can, you know, you guys can do at home, being honest. So now moving forward, Alexis,
mm-hmm.
or should I say the provocateur? Okay. For those of you that's listening here, the provocateur is, should I say, a AKA or another name? Because tell them why. How did that come about? That name there, the provocateur.
Well, the provocateur was born out of me just being straightforward, raw, and honest with my audience. I don't sugarcoat my experiences, as they were not favorable, pleasurable experiences. And in order for me to really get that aha, eye-opening moment, I had to be honest with myself and with my audience. So I talk about a lot of things that typically will be frowned upon, typically things that people wouldn't admit in public. And I just combated all the notions, the ideas, the stigmas that are there as it pertains to relationships in today's society.
Okay. Oh, okay, yes. Listeners, you got that. You know, it's a very, you know, she speaks on a lot of social issues and strikes up good dialogue and insightful conversation. you know, some things to think about. And mainly one of them being, you know, emotional abuse. You know, that's some issues socially, you know, that needs to be talked about. Goes hand in hand with physical abuse. So, you know, everyone out here, you know, just advise just to really, you know, ask yourself some questions with this, you know, in your relationships. You know, how is your relationship and communication standing up after listening to this show here and going to Alexis's site? Okay, right now my screen is being blocked by this big white square. So, but we will give you, go ahead and shout out your website for the listeners, if you would, Alexis.
Sure, it is AlexisNicoleWhite.com. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all social media at I Am Miss Alexis. I do upload emotional tips every day for emotional health, as well as other empowering memes and things like that to keep you thinking about healthiness in your relationships.
Okay. So, listeners, you got that? And again, like we said, if you're listening to this after it's recorded, because we are live, you know, look down at the bottom of the end of the description, and you can get all that social media info on our website. So, okay, Alexis, let us know what are the five things, you know, women must do when they see some red flags in the relationship.
Number one, you need to first and foremost trust your instinct and trust that inner voice. I tend to believe in God, and I believe that the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us to all truth, wisdom, and understanding. And when you get that gut feeling about something, trust it. Make sure that you also set clear boundaries, that if something is a deal breaker for you, don't make excuses for someone else's stupidity and foolishness. Just make sure that you go along with it and, you know, set your boundaries and maintain those boundaries. Make sure that you come into a relationship with your own things so that people are not holding over financial freedom and other material things over your head and making you feel guilty about what they've done for you. Also, I recommend that people not be afraid to walk away if something's not working for you. Don't make excuses for someone. Don't pretend that something isn't happening when you know that it's happening. Be vigilant. See it, receive it, and move on with your life. And finally, don't be so quick to walk away from people just because they're not coming in the package deals that you think that they should come in.
Okay. Some great insights and wisdom from our guest, relationship expert and author, Alexis Nicole White, author of The Covered. Okay. And speaking of The Covered, can you give us a little background how that came about? I got my own, you know. I know what 1+1 is, so I know I can just assume The Covered. But for those out there that just coming on and listening and catching us in the middle, The Covered, how did you come up with it, and was it you that came up? I mean, yeah, it got to be you that came up with it, I'm guessing. But, you know, like, give us some background on how you came up with the title.
The title of The Cover is a two-edged sword. Number one, I believe, again, in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So I believe that there has been a lot of God's protection over my life covering me. One of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 91. And just looking back over my life, you just really – you know, see how God has protected you when it seems like you're in your darkest hours and the lowliest peak of your life, and you just see when he just shows up and protects you. Another reason for the title is that we tend to put on masks and pretend like something isn't happening. We want to be happy. And we just cover up so much emotional distress in our relationships, and we don't want to talk about it. And I wanted to uncover the issues that people are facing daily, like myself, and to help expose them, not to make people feel bad, but to get some type of answers and show people how to process and handle what it is that they're dealing with every day.
Okay. And that was listeners. I mean, sometimes when you're getting such wisdom and just such great content, you gotta listen to things two or three times because there's so much being said. And so that's kind of I'm processing right now because I'm the biggest fan. I think I'm the biggest fan of the show. I would like someone to prove me wrong because I enjoy meeting guests like we have here, Alexis Nicole White, that's just turned adversity into triumph. And, you know, I know, Alexis, that, you know, even though as you went through life and had some bumps and bruises, isn't that where you, like, really grow and see what you made of? And we learn things about ourselves and other things. Would you have any comment or anything on that about adversity and growth and how we can see God's hand in things?
Well, absolutely. I mean, life wouldn't be life if we didn't have challenges, adversity, obstacles, and trials and tribulations. But the goal is to not stay there. Yes, things afflict you. Yes, things happen to you. But the goal is to keep pushing and to persevere, which is why I always tell people, be transparent, be fearless, and be resilient. Yes, ugly things happen. But don't let that stop you from moving forward towards your goal, going after your dreams, your aspirations. Be fearless and be resilient at getting those things. Don't let anything stop you. Don't let anything put fear in you. As long as you believe that you have a vision and you've been given an assignment, go for it.
Mm-hmm. And this is the show. Okay, Alexis, with about 1 minute to you, time passed by very, very fast. You know, go ahead and let the listeners know about any future events, contact information, other services, where they can purchase your book, and all that great stuff. Last words to the listeners.
Sure. You can find me on the web at AlexisNicoleWhite.com. I will be speaking at the Corporate Jewel Tour stop here in Atlanta, Georgia, on June the 25th at First Waterloo Church in East Point, Georgia. Go to my website to get the ticket information. Follow me on all of the social media platforms on Facebook at Alexis Nicole White, Google Plus at Alexis Nicole White, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at I Am Miss Alexis.
And this is Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. Thank you, Alexis Nicole White. And she is our relationship expert and author of the cover. And she's
thank you
she's,
so much.
Thank you for giving us a great show, some great stuff, and I enjoy talking with another powerful warrior in the Army. So I sent you an email, and let's keep in contact, okay?
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.